The Department of Natural Resources says the floodwaters so far have not contaminated municipal wells. The DNR says a backup well in Soldiers Grove is surrounded by water, but the top of the well casing is dry, and there are no reports of a public well system losing pressure. Instead, the state is more concerned about the hundreds or perhaps thousands of private wells where there's been flooding. DNR drinking water official Steve Alice says floodwaters can sometimes get in the cap of a private well. So he has a warning for well owners.
That if their well has been flooded, that they not drink the water, that they get it chlorinated prior to drinking the water, and get it treated to remove any contaminants that may have entered the well through the floodwaters.
Ellis says bacteria, mainly through fecal contamination, is the biggest concern. Consuming that water could lead to stomach distress. Ellis says those who are worried about a spoiled well should look for alternative sources of water.
Bottled water, possible. If not, and they must use their well, we're recommending they boil water for at least a minute, a nice hard rolling boil for at least a minute, and they cool that down for drinking.
Alice says once floodwaters recede, it may cost $200 to have a well chlorinated and get a sample tested to make sure there's no more contamination. He says the state is mainly concerned about private wells in La Crosse, Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties, but he says any area with standing water should lead well owners to take precautions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.